This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race begins this weekend in Anchorage. The 1,000-mile race up to Nome is quintessentially Alaskan, but for the past few years, it's belonged not so much to the Alaskans, but to the Norwegians. The Alaska Public Radio Network's Gabriel Spitzer has a report.
The crowd began assembling at dusk last year on a frozen slough in Unalakleet, a village on the Bering Sea coast. This is one of about two dozen checkpoints for Iditarod mushers, passing through on their way to the finish line in Nome. Here they stop to rest and eat between grueling runs that can last 12 hours. Practically the whole village turns out to greet the first musher in. That was Norwegian Robert Sorley, pulled by a dozen dogs.
Look, he got Norwegian flag on his collar. Yeah.
People recognized Sorley from 2 years earlier, when he was the first foreigner to win the Iditarod. The following year, another Norwegian led nearly the whole race, but wound up third after his lead dog died. Next into Unalakleet was Martin Boozer, Alaskan celebrity and four-time Iditarod champion. As he was pulling in, Sorley was just heading back out onto the trail with a two-hour lead. It was becoming clear that the Norwegians had figured out how to beat the Alaskan veterans in their own race. Sorley's lead had Martin Boozer and other Alaskan mushers questioning some tried-and-true strategies.
We might have been breeding too fast of a dog team for the last 15 years or so.
Boozer said the Alaskans have been training dogs that run 12 to 14 miles per hour, but need to rest at checkpoints about the same amount of time as they run. The Norwegians had a different tack. They were using dogs that run a little bit slower, but needed less rest, and it seemed to be working.
It's the old tortoise and the hare story, and you know, we got to either slow down our rabbits a little bit or breed speedier tortoises.
Robert Sorley would go on to win last year's race. His nephew Bjørnar Andersen took fourth after a spectacular push at the end. Even with a team of second-string dogs, it was the best performance ever by an Iditarod rookie, and he pledged to return. This year, with Andersen looking like the man to beat, even established Alaskan champs are studying the Norwegians and rethinking their strategies, like three-time winner Jeff King.
They have broke down some preconceived training barriers that were like the 4-minute mile to us, sacred ground not to be disturbed.
American mushers found that sacred ground by tweaking the dogs' run-rest schedules over the years, trading stamina for speed. The strategy of fast dogs and lots of rest had whittled the race down from 3 weeks to 9 or 10 days. Then in swooped the Norwegians, bucking the Iditarod orthodoxy. Jeff King says he was skeptical, but this year he's finally made the change to a team that runs more than it rests.
I expect anyone following the race seriously as a competitor will have made the same thing, because it's as plain as the sun coming up tomorrow.
Another Norwegian innovation is that the team shares almost everything. The same pool of dogs, the same brains working out strategy and logistics. Perennial contender Didi Janro, who's preparing for her 25th Iditarod, says Team Norway benefits from pooling its resources.
They've been able to make really a national team. It's as if they are in the Olympics with the best Norwegian team, and we are competing with our individual kennels.
Of course, Alaska is still the home turf. 51 of 84 teams signed up this year are from Alaska. Jeff King says the locals aren't ready to give anything away.
You know, Alaska is the dog capital of the world, and if you want to compete from Norway or Sweden, you better pool your resources, because they're not the center of the mushing universe we are.
If the Alaskans stage a comeback this year, it may be tricks picked up from the Norwegians that put them back on top. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Anchorage.